AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Madison, Wisconsin, taking to the stage at a rally today, trying to shore up support following his poor debate performance. He's vowing to stay in the race. The president later will sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that airs tonight. ABC's Selena Wang is there.
I've spoken to lawmakers, donors, allies who are really watching for any slip-ups, flubs, missteps, and that's really going to be a signal for them about what they're going to do moving forward. Are they going to publicly come out? Are they going to work behind the scenes to try and make some changes there? So really a make or break it moment. The stakes really could not be higher for the president right now.
Voters in the UK ushered in a new government, giving the Labour Party the big win. Keir Starmer taking over as prime minister from conservatives who were in power for 14 years. And Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm, but forecasters say it still poses a threat to South Texas residents. In the coming days, it could gain steam. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. President Biden is in Madison today trying to recover from his widely panned debate performance. Molly Nagel reports.
President Biden will hit the campaign trail Friday in Wisconsin. The White House said Biden will also travel to Pennsylvania this weekend and hold a press conference next week during the NATO summit in Washington. The additions to Biden's schedule follow calls from some Biden allies to make the president more visible after his rocky debate performance.
Molly Nagel reporting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A home went up in flames overnight in Sun Prairie. Firefighters were called to a home on Allen Avenue after 3:30 this morning. Authorities believe the fire started outside, then spread to the garage and the rest of the home. The residents and their dog were able to get out safely. But now that house has $250,000 in damage. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused that fire. And it is fire season in Wisconsin, especially wildfires. This weekend, lots of people are having campfires and lighting fireworks. Always check red flag warnings before you light a campfire and have a bucket of water and a shovel nearby. Ensure kids know safe behavior around fire, and when it's time to put it out, douse it with water. You can bury the fire by shoveling dirt, too. Officials say if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave behind. Smokey Bear, who starred in the longest-running public service announcement campaign in history, turns 80 this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Dodger Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a three-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a six-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a six-and-a-half-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates. Before that, last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the four-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us. But it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close. And you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Is doing it yourself not working out? Don't need the whole building for your business anymore. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate. They'll help you find quality tenants to fill your vacancies They market, they show, they negotiate the terms, they do all the legwork and keep you informed. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101. 608-338-1101.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God we're doing it live. We got Joe Biden in Madison, Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, folks, I just made it here moments ago. We're doing it. You know, we're doing it. Coming in hot, as Dom would say. So, very excited to bring you Joe Biden's speech in Madison today. And I can tell you, first take, he was hot. He was also coming in hot today. Joe Biden came to Madison with enthusiasm. The crowd was very fired up by the time Joe Biden made it to the stage. Wasn't just Crudy feeling the heat. That crowd of, I would say, hundreds. It was in a middle school gymnasium. And it was packed to the gills. It was getting a little warm and humid up in there. And so, anyways, Rich is here with me today, and Rich is going to help me get through this special edition because we want you to hear the president when he comes to our town. So we are going to save the president's speech for the 4 o'clock hour so the broader audience can hear it. But stay with me on this, Rich. We're going to play the Earl Ingram interview with Joe Biden, our buddy. Earl Ingram got famouser over the course of the last couple of days. Wednesday, and Earl had told me, hey, I'm getting the president. And they threatened to put the president on Earl's show. No one ever threatened to put the president on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Not clear why. Less controllable? I'm not clear! But Earl got President Joe Biden, and I think he's sort of the unofficial first interview post-bad debate for Joe Biden. And Joe is doing a very important interview, some would say, with Stephanopoulos over on the ABC pre-record. But we're going to do Earl Ingram's interview with President Joe Biden. And we're going to be joined by one of the subjects, Earl, not the president, unfortunately. Although you could call us as well today, Joe, lightly screened at 844-967-2789. So, Rich, you line up the Earl, and I will line up the man himself will get his impressions of the president and wonder if Earl heard the speech. Maybe you'll hear it on our little program. Play for the people, Rich.
President Biden, it is an honor and a privilege to have you appear on the Civic Media Radio Network and especially the Earl Ingram Show. I have a few questions that I'd like to ask you, sir.
Fire away, man.
Can you speak to some accomplishments that we may or may not be familiar with about your record, especially here in Wisconsin?
Well, there's a number of them. For example, back in March, I was in Milwaukee. I announced $36 million for the Sixth Street Project to reconnect communities, helping families and businesses come together. You know, we built highways back in those days, separating communities, breaking up businesses, breaking up economic opportunities. And we're rebuilding them to connect those communities. I'm proud to be running for re-election as a president who's made his promises, and I've kept them. For example, I promised we'd get through this toughest time in history, and because we were left after the pandemic, which my opponent has absolutely screwed up, causing the deaths of millions of, well, not millions, but over a million people died. And we resulted in sending $1,400 checks to people who were in trouble. We created 15.6 million jobs. Inflation was brought down, it's continuing to come down, and we're gonna lower prices for groceries and gasoline and the rest for our average people, and particularly in the Black community and minority communities. And I promise we take on Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies that are ripping us off and ripping everybody off. And so now, for example, anybody you know who has a diabetes, needs insulin, they only have to pay it only cost $8 for these guys to make it. $35 is the maximum they can charge now. And we set a cap that's on the law now, that the cap's at $2,000. All the prescriptions that anyone as a senior would need. And some of these drugs cost, or cancer drugs cost $10, $12, $14,000. And I want to do that for everybody in America, everybody. Now, that cap, 1.3 million Wisconsin Medicare beneficiaries get that benefit. More Black families have health coverage through the ACA, the old Obamacare, than ever before, because so many, as you know, so many Black families have pre-existing conditions when they try to go get insurance. If they have a pre-existing condition, they can't get that insurance. This provides that for them. They're able to get insurance. And I just increased that by $800 per person to be able to afford it. And in addition to that, we're building Black wealth. The result, Black wealth, since the pandemic, is up 60%. There's a hell of a lot more to do, but it's up. Black home ownership is up. You know, you build a home on one side of a superhighway that's in a white community, and build the same home on the other side of the superhighway in a Black community. Black community home is all immediately assessed at somewhere between 20-40% less in value than the home in the white community. It's wrong, simply wrong. We're changing that. Black-owned small businesses are starting up faster than any time in decades. There's over 220,000 new Black business applications in Wisconsin alone. We're investing hundreds of millions of dollars in small businesses in this state. You're giving people a chance to start a small business. I promised to relieve student debt. The result is $2.3 billion in student loan debt relief for over 60,000 borrowers in Wisconsin, many of them Black borrowers. And by the way, HBCUs have, and their students are as bright as students anywhere else, but they don't have the endowments to set up the laboratories for the jobs of the future. So I've been able to provide, and I promised I'd do it, $16 billion just since I've been elected, invested in HBCUs. So they're going to be able to put out the best folks in the world because they have the capacity to do it. There's a lot more, but in addition to that, anyway, I'm probably talking too long, but I come out of the Black community in terms of being elected the first time back when I was 29 and the source of my support, and it is, look, anyway.
You've already, President Biden, you've already answered a question two that I wanted to ask you. What's at stake for Black voters this election? I think you've done a great job explaining you know, what's at stake.
There's one other thing. Look, the fact is, I promised that when I got elected, I would have an administration that looked like America, looked like America. I served with the first black president in American history. I picked a black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice, who in fact is just as smart as hell, Ketanji Brown and Jackson. And in addition to that, we're working in a position that we have provided for. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined, because it's important. Representation is important. They have to have a voice, and that gives them a voice, gives the black community a voice. And, you know, and there's a lot at stake here. I mean, I got a guy I'm running against who's embracing political violence, pledging to rule as a dictator on day one, attacking the right to vote. He's been attacking the right to vote since a long, long time. And he's going to make the wealthy and large corporations pay their, I'm going to make sure they pay their fair share. He's going to double down on tax breaks for them. And he wants to strengthen, I want to strengthen Medicare and Social Security. He wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. Imagine what that means for the elderly black community. I mean, it just is amazing. And look, he is just, I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
So as a person of color, I am excited about you getting worked up. Question three, I got a couple more questions, President Biden.
Sure.
A lot of people have been told or have the mindset that their vote doesn't matter. What can you say to them?
What I can say is the vote of the black community matters intensely, intensely. Look, it make up a significant portion of the American population. Who's going to represent you except folks like me? And we're not going to be able to represent you if you're not showing up. In fact, to vote, it matters. Your voice has to be heard. Lots of close elections the last couple of years, and every vote counts. Understand that for far too long, the black community, black Americans often love their country a hell of a lot more than their countries love them, and having loved them back in equal measure. Because folks like you turn out the vote in 2020, we have made remarkable progress. The president is the most powerful office in the world, but we need someone with wisdom and character. We need someone who's going to make sure that the Supreme Court just issued a decision, by the way, that threatens American principle that we have no kings in America. There's no one above the law. That's what we gave Donald Trump the power to use a system that is just never contemplated by our founders because of the people he appointed to the court. It's just presidential immunity. He can say that I did this in my capacity as an executive. It may have been wrong, but I did it. But that's going to hold because this is the same guy who says that he wants to enact revenge. He wants to organize a coup. He said, I want to rule as a dictator. The stakes are really high. I know you know this. For democracy, for freedom, our economics, our economy are all on the line. And the other side is working overtime to chip away at your right to vote to begin with. And we're working harder and harder to protect that right to vote.
Folks, you're listening to a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Joe Biden in Madison, we're going to play you his speech. But what you're hearing is the Earl Ingram exclusive with President Joe Biden, the first interview anyone did with the president after the debate. Stick around. More of Earl's interview with President Joe. And then
you're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite Slimming Black, white or gray, devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to a very special Friday edition of The Devil's Advocates. Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison. We'll get to that soon. Here's the rest of Earl Ingram interviewing Joe Biden exclusively on Wednesday.
President Biden, let's talk about the debate. Can you address some of the concerns about your performance and Trump's ridiculous remark about black jobs?
Well, look, two things. One, I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. But I learned from my father, when you get knocked down, just get back up. Get back up. And, we're going to win this election. We're going to just beat Donald Trump, and like we did in 2020. We're going to beat him again. But we need all of you to get this done, all of you. Look, I came back I was in a situation where I was wired. I didn't have a good debate. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years. I've led the economy back from the brink of collapse. It's still improving. We got more to do. I lower prescription drug prices. I've worked with Republicans to expand veterans health care. This is the same guy, by the way. When I was over in Normandy, I wanted to go to a World War One cemetery. And this is the same cemetery he stood with his former four-star general and chief of staff, Kelly, when he was there. And he said, didn't want to go because there are losers and whiners. My son died because of a year in Iraq. And this guy's talking to these guys about being losers and whiners. He has no respect for anybody. I really mean it. And look, a couple of Republicans jumped in and helped me expand health care. Now, for example, you remember, if you reported on it, that when the Agent Orange was being dropped on people's heads during the Vietnam War, that they said they could be compensated. But guess what? They couldn't prove that the specific problem they have is because of Agent Orange. I changed that in the bill that I got passed, that we wrote. And the same way with my son. I was in and out of Iraq many times. He was there for a year. He volunteered to go. He lived just about a quarter mile from what they call a burn pit. These are the size of football fields, 10 feet deep, to dump everything from human waste to pollution in there, and they burn it, and all those fumes. The reason why he came back, went with a very healthy man, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma, more brain injuries in that war than any other war, and he died. I'll be damned if I let this president talk about veterans the way he talked. Now we have all those folks who are around those burn pits and all those folks in Agent Orange. They now, over a million of them, now are getting the benefits that their families deserve. We only have one sacred obligation. That's to prepare those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home. And now we're finally beginning to do that. But look, here's the deal. 90 minutes on stage, as I said, I've done this, what I've done in the last 3.5 years is, by the way, there's no, it's not quite, well, by the way, you asked me about black jobs. You know what he's doing. It's shameful. He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it. Name me something he's done to help the black community, give people a shot like I've done in college and education and home buying and a whole range of things. This is the guy who questioned George Floyd's humanity, led to the birthing movement against Barack Obama. You know, this is a guy that said Barack Obama, that black guy, he wasn't born in America, and he kept it going, lying like hell. Just like he lied like hell about what's going on anyway. But look, he's falsely accused of Central Park Five. Those guys who were arrested, he said they should all be convicted and they're innocent. He won't even acknowledge that. And by the way, I'm proud that I've had the first black vice president in American history. And I'm proud to have appointed, I said, more black women in the Supreme Court, more black women in the federal courts and circuit courts than any other president, all presidents combined. Look, we can't waste talent in America. There's so much talent in the black community. All people, my dad used to say, everybody just deserves a shot. It's an even shot. That's all it is, just an even shot. And we have to invest more in education. I'm flying like hell to make sure. Look, there's a lot of folks coming from broken homes in the black and white communities. But we learned a lot of through significant studies in my administration that if you have preschool at age 3, 4, and 5, no matter what the background is, you have a 56% better chance of going through 12 years of school and doing it well. And I think community college should be free. It would save America money. It would increase productivity in America. Just give people a chance. And I tell you what, the idea that you guys are reporting this on the 4th of July, just a little bit, I'm so short of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, is really important. We cannot let this guy win. It'd just be a disaster for America. And by the way, it's not just me. I'll end with there are 15 Nobel laureates, 14, I think, 14 or 15 Nobel laureates in the economy. They said if he's reelected, he's going to cause a recession, and he's let out what he wants to do the second term. He said he's going to cause a recession, and we're going to have a significant rise in interest rates. They looked at mine, and they said what Biden's going to do if he's reelected, he's going to make sure interest rates come down, there's going to be a soft landing, we're going to be able to continue to grow the economy. The economy has never grown faster than under me, and we're going to make sure it does, but it includes everybody. We're unique in all the world. We're the only nation that's organized based on an idea, not ethnicity, not race, not religion, on an idea. And that is, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator. We've never fully lived up to it, but we've never, ever, ever, ever walked away from it. We got to get closer and closer to it. He wants to walk away from it completely. I'm sorry. I feel so strongly about this, particularly as it affects hardworking people in minority communities.
President Biden, it is and has been an honor and a privilege to have had this opportunity. I want to say to you that you're talking to a man who's followed you for 45 years, watched your career, and predicted that President Obama was going to make you his vice president. So I'm speaking for all the civic media.
Thank you so much to our pal Earl Ingram. Very special coverage. Joe Biden in Madison. We're doing it live, baby. July 5th. We're back early from the holiday. Your calls are welcome here. 844-967-2789. But next, Earl Ingram, star of stage, stream, and radio. He's the guy that interviewed the president. He joins us.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
A new outreach program is targeting kids in the rural community, trying to get them excited about more education. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the College for Rural Wisconsin. Jennifer Blazik's their director, and she'll explain what it is next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
The College to You Roadshow comes up next week, July 9th. Jennifer Blazik is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. She said a recent survey they conducted showed just exactly where rural students need a little help.
We did a recent survey of high school students and UW-Madison students who are from rural areas, and one of the top things that came out of that was applications and just support and help through not only applying to college, but that application process and how to understand that. So we're really working on that right now and are building out not only resources that people can access anytime on our website, but also that we can support and provide in person at schools around that college application process.
Jennifer Blazik, she is the program director for the College for Rural Wisconsin. If you'd like to find out more about what's going on with the College to You Roadshow, or a little bit more on the support mechanism they've put in place to try to help rural students discover secondary education and four-year campuses, go to collegeforrural.wisc.edu. And UW Extension staff are reminding farmers to slow down and take care of yourself. We understand the stress you're facing with the weather conditions and economic market conditions. They say exercise, one way to try to reduce levels of your body's stress hormones. Mindfulness, practicing paying attention on purpose. Slow, deep breathing can help reduce your blood pressure. Gratitude and practicing gratitude is something that can also help you with stress. And getting a social support network to help you get through your day-to-day. Just some tips from UW Extension. I'm PM Yankee.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Madison, Wisconsin, taking to the stage at a rally today, trying to shore up support following his poor debate performance. He's vowing to stay in the race. The president later will sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that airs tonight. ABC's Selena Wang is there.
I've spoken to lawmakers, donors, allies who are really watching for any slip-ups, flubs, missteps, and that's really going to be a signal for them about what they're going to do moving forward. Are they going to publicly come out? Are they going to work behind the scenes to try and make some changes? There. So really a make or break it moment. The stakes really could not be higher for the president right now.
Voters in the UK ushered in a new government, giving the Labour Party the big win. Keir Starmer taking over as prime minister from conservatives who were in power for 14 years. And Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm, but forecasters say it still poses a threat to South Texas residents. In the coming days, it could gain steam. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly.
And frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Madison, Wisconsin, taking to the stage at a rally today, trying to shore up support following his poor debate performance. He's vowing to stay in the race. The president later will sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that airs tonight. ABC's Selena Wang is there.
I've spoken to lawmakers, donors, allies who are really watching for any slip-ups, flubs, missteps, and that's really going to be a signal for them about what they're going to do moving forward. Are they going to publicly come out? Are they going to work behind the scenes to try and make some change? Is there. So really a make or break it moment. The stakes really could not be higher for the president right now.
Voters in the UK ushered in a new government, giving the Labour Party the big win. Keir Starmer taking over as prime minister from conservatives who were in power for 14 years. And Beryl downgraded to a tropical storm, but forecasters say it still poses a threat to South Texas residents. In the coming days, it could gain steam. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new report says people who call the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in Wisconsin only get help 77% of the time. Things often end badly when a person in crisis doesn't get help quickly.
And frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up with people with severe mental health challenges that they're experiencing something called ED boarding.
Angela Kimball says that means staying in the emergency room while help is on the way. She's a mental health public policy advocate. State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. The campaign runs all next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
844-967-2789. We'll try the phones again. And we'll see if we can pick up our pal Earl here in just a moment. But again, to the rally today in Madison. And Joe Biden was just in Madison. They closed this thing down like 15 minutes before I had to be on the air with you fine people. So I was hustling. Came driving over. Yeah, let's see if we can get Earl this time. Earl, can you hear me? Nope, it's not working. So, anyways, that's disappointing because Earl had such a big day. I wanted to bring you Earl. Maybe after 4 o'clock the phones will be working. We'll see. Got the tech crew working on it right now behind the scenes. So I just got to tell you a little bit more about Madison. So Pocan, my congressman, good Democrat, progressive guy, right? I mean, Mark's been out there on the whole issue of Gaza and being supportive of the Palestinians. And obviously, this is a tough position. This puts him sometimes at the opposite side of his president, Joe Biden. And Mark, you know, in light of the fact it's been just a week yesterday since the debate, and it's July 5th, but the political faithful, they're paying very close attention to every step that Joe Biden makes right now. But also those around Joe Biden, they're looking for the tells. Well, what's the Democratic, the progressive congressman, the pro-Gaza congressman from Madison going to do? Well, Mark went out on the stage today and gave Joe Biden lots of love and support. And if there was anything he was holding back, didn't show to me. I've seen Mark speak in public. I thought this was a very energized effort. You know who was the most energized? Ben Wickler. He was fired up, ready to go. Now, I have invited Ben to join the Cavalcade of Stars here today. We'll have to see if we can work Ben in during the big show, because he's still probably got the president in town. It is my impression that Stephanopoulos might be doing that interview with Joe in Madison before Joe departs on Air Force One. So anyways, I got the hell out of there quickly. Ben was the most fired up. Most fired up I have ever seen Ben Wickler was today. And I mean, it was a big crowd relative to the, you know, middle school gymnasium space. But, you know, Ben gave a hell of a speech, hell of a warm-up. Mark Pocan came out and publicly stood with his president. And Tony Evers, the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, and I will readily admit, lot of affection in the room. They were chanting, Tony, 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 before he came out and gave his speech. And I tease the governor of Wisconsin because he's not always known as a dynamic speaker in his own regard. And he's not the youngest guy. So if you want to make Joe Biden look good and also understand the metrics of this over the course of the last couple of days, every Democratic governor in the nation had met with Joe Biden or had been part of a press call, or more accurately, I guess a Democratic governor's call. And a lot of them had even gone to the White House to meet with this guy and judge for themselves. And what did Joe Biden told them? Going to go to bed a little bit earlier, take a few more naps, going to get more sleep. You know, although this seems like a poor answer coming out of the room, sort of fits with the caricature of Sleepy Joe, if you know what I'm saying. That's not a good look. But anyways, Tony Evers, and Tony was a little profane, as Tony occasionally is. And I was teasing Ruth kind of from Wisconsin Examiner. She was standing in front of me, and I was, you know, trying to be a little chivalrous and hold a little position because it was a crammed room full of people and media, standing room only for the media at this event. I have a sore back for you people today, on my feet quite a bit. But Evers made Biden look good. And Evers was supportive. And, you know, there had been some question, and Evers' team had come on and said, you know, there should not be a question. Tony Evers is campaigning with the president on Friday. Of course he stands with Biden. But there's been a question of every Democratic governor in this nation. Do you stand with Joe? And every single one had been on a list, either, you know, part of a call, drawn to the White House. And Tony Evers was the only one not on that list. But today, Tony, that crowd was fired up and ready to go. They wanted to show enthusiasm for their team. They wanted to show it's not just the MAGA Trumpsters that have enthusiasm for their electeds. Certainly, this was an energized crowd. We're going to play that speech, Joe Biden's speech in Madison, in the 4 o'clock hour. So hang tight for that. I don't know if we're going to be able to work Earl in or not. They are working on this behind the scenes. So we will work on bringing Earl to the big party because, you know, it's a time he should be acknowledged for the hard work he's done for years and years and years. And now he's an overnight success. That's the way it goes, Earl. You work your whole life. You work your ass off. And at 70, you're an overnight success. So we'll get to Earl, hopefully. And a defiant Joe Biden in Madison. It was a fired up speech. And I think the crowd really fed off the enthusiasm of the president. And, you know, I'm not going to say that Joe didn't misspeak one iota. That would be a lie. Because, you know, Joe Biden, I mean, hell, during the course of the last 30 minutes talking to you nice people, I've misspoken a couple times. It happens. You don't have to be Joe Biden. Don't have to whatever to misspeak occasionally. So I give him a little bit of grace on the misspeaking. I have to. I misspeak often. But I can tell you the enthusiasm, the vigor. Well, it started with Ben Wickler, and it certainly came through the Joe Biden speech today. And, you know, I did talk to my buddy Earl, or at least we spoke and traded some text. And I said, how did Joe do? And he said, decent. You know, he didn't say, well, he killed it. Won a grand salami like the Brewers keep hitting. He did decent. And I did hear the interview, and I think that Earl did more than decent getting some information, having a human connection with the guy in the White House. 18 minutes, that's a pretty good interview with the sitting president when you're a local, no offense to Earl, but when you're a local radio host in Wisconsin. I mean, I've been doing this 13 years. They never even implied they were going to put him on this fine program. So we're going to check if the gremlins are gone. We'll see if we can advance forward with this fine program. We're hoping to play Joe Biden's speech in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'd like to make it available to you. So you can join us via the phones at 844-967-2789. In the meantime, let's see if the text lines are working. There's got to be some trash talking Devils fan out there that can let me know if the text lines are working. I'll know momentarily. Oh, yeah. Cam, you're the first trash texter today. More Devils advocates on the other side. We're doing it live, baby. July 5th. I think we threw gremlins in the works. I blame Joe Biden. He threw like a firecracker in my 4th of July plans. And now we're going to share with you. He was vigorous. He was defiant. He was Joe Biden. He was your president. Come back. More Devils advocates.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates, a very special July 5th edition. President Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, and a very special guest. We're going to give her another spin. It's Earl Ingram. Can you hear me, Earl?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
there's sir. Earl. Nice. Earl, you got famous this week. Famouser.
Well, I thought fame came with money, so I don't think I'm famous.
Yeah, you and I both, fella. You and I both. Earl, I've never been prouder of you. Obviously, you know, years and years of hard work paid off because the president came calling on you, sir, and you got the first post-debate interview with President Joe Biden, my understanding, in the nation, Earl, and the world is listen to excerpts. We shared it with our audience earlier today. Earl, I've never been prouder, fellow man. I am so excited for you.
Well, you know, Crudy, man, you know, as I said before, you picked me up off the scrap heap. And I thought my 15 minutes of fame in radio was over. And you gave me an opportunity. And I wouldn't be, you know, where I am now had you not given me an opportunity and had some faith in me and confidence in me to put me back on the airways.
Well, Earl, only negative. Let me ask you. Sometimes hosts like yourself are commoditized and they're called black radio hosts. Earl, I know your audience is a hell of a lot more than just black radio. So I'm glad that they come to speak to you, but does it ever bother you as a black man, Earl, that it seems like they commoditize the black community?
Well, you know, Creed, that's a great question because once upon a time I was a black radio host. And I thought that, I mean, that was all I knew, you know, but having an opportunity to connect with you, you gave me an opportunity to broaden my scope and allow me to become a radio host. And to me, that's the most important thing is that I'm accepted as a radio host. But as you stated, the Biden campaign did refer to me as a black radio host. And yeah, I don't think they understand. They don't understand the listening audience that we have.
Well, that's okay, Earl. We'll get them educated. What was your impression of the president? This was a very important interview, Earl, and you got it. And of course, the question is, what about the vigor, the vitality of the candidate? He was less than vigorous on debate night, Earl.
Hey, Crudy, he's 82 years old, 81 years old. And, you know, as I said to him, I remember him, if I followed him 45 years or more. And I remember the vigorous Joe Biden. I remember Joe Biden before he had the brain surgery. And Joe Biden was a hell raiser. And, you know, he's certainly not that guy. And to expect him to be anywhere near that guy would be foolhardy. But he's not the guy that he was, to be quite frank with you, Crudy, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or even a year ago. And again, you're talking about a guy who's followed him for a lot of years. And so I just think it's difficult to put a man of that age in the most powerful seat in the world at his age. I think just from my perspective, you know, he should be in the latter years of his life enjoying his family, Crudy, not, you know, having the weight of the entire world on his shoulders.
I know he could play the role of elder statesman, perhaps, and step away. Earl, you've been asked a lot in the last couple of days. Does the man give you any indication, did he, during that interview, that he was planning on stepping away?
Absolutely not. You know, Crudy, I thought his family would say to him, you know, Dad, Granddad, you've done all these things. You've sacrificed or given 40, 50 years of your life to this. Enjoy the remaining years of your life with your grandchildren and, you know, and reconnect with your family. But to put that kind of burden and pressure on him, Crudy, I think is not right. I think the Democratic Party is not right for expecting a man who clearly should be enjoying the last years of his life in this position is not right.
Well, I can tell you he was vigorous in Madison today, Earl, and we are going to play some of the Joe Biden speech in the 4 o'clock hour. I think it's important for people to hear him. Earl, it sounds to me like you're not convinced, and I think it will be just a matter of days. If Joe Biden's going to step away from the presidency, from this most powerful office in the world, he's going to have to do so in the next week or so, Earl. This cannot malinger for days and weeks and months. They can't keep asking the man. He can't keep addressing his bad debate performance at campaign stops months from now. You know what I mean? Either he puts it to bed, or this campaign's got to get put to bed, Earl.
You know, Crudy, you used the term, he was vigorous. I'm trying to envision Joe Biden being vigorous. You saw him, I didn't.
He was like a mischievous grandfather. He'd tell a joke, and then he'd and then he'd grin as the audience would respond. He was like a happy jokester today in Madison.
Okay. I guess my definition of vigorous is a little bit different. But maybe for an 81-year-old guy, that's pretty good. But I just, Crudy, I just do believe that for Democrats to say there's no one else that we have that can beat Donald Trump and that an 81-year-old man is it, this is it, this is all we have, says a lot about a Democratic Party. And I'm a supporter of Democrats, Crudy, but to say there is no one else other than Joe Biden, an 81-year-old man, doesn't that say something, Crudy?
That's it does,
not
buddy.
A good sign?
Earl, out of time, man. Only one man to listen to in the mornings, Earl Ingram, 8 to 10 a.m., WAUK 540 a.m. We'll come back with Joe Biden's speech in the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it. nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.